the Haines community rallies for King Salmon, and a local small business is named finalist in a regional competition. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. Haines residents and borough representatives met with officials from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Friday to discuss declining king salmon stocks. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
Chilkat River Kings have failed to meet Fish and Game's escapement goals for six of the last 7 years. 2018 saw an all-time low with a return of only 900 king salmon to the Chilkat. Doug Olrud owns an outdoor sporting goods store in Haines. He says that poor returns and restrictions on sport fishing for kings have reduced the numbers of visitors coming to fish in Haines.
When you start looking at hotel, fuel, lodging, it's a significant hit to the Haines economy not having that fish. Likewise, it's also a hit to a lot of the locals that rely on that as part of their subsistence catch, either in the river or out trolling for it.
The poor returns have prompted strict regulations on commercial salmon fishing in the Lynn Canal and close monitoring of the king salmon stock. During the meeting Friday, residents asked about Fish and Game's conservation strategy. Some wondered why there have not been more efforts to enhance the Chilkat king salmon stock by introducing more fish. Haines Sport Fish Management biologist Rich Chapel explained that the state of Alaska's policy is to restore depleted stocks through conservation and limiting harvests.
Enhancement projects we have done in recent years, such as the Lutac Inlet release of king salmon and the Skagit release of king salmon, those are intentionally done away from king salmon spawning streams, so as not to have any effect on the genetics of the wild populations. They're intended to create new fisheries that takes pressure off the wild stock fisheries.
During the meeting, Fish and Game officials reviewed the number of king salmon that have been harvested in previous years. However, Haines resident John Norton said that many fishermen do not accurately report the number of king salmon they have harvested.
It's not hard to understand why that would happen, and it clearly is happening. I spoke with one fisherman that had 20 king salmon that they did not report.
This week, 175 kings were harvested in the Lynn Canal commercial gillnet fishery, according to the latest report from Fish and Game. However, it is unclear how many of those kings were part of the Chilkat River stock. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Haines-based seed company Foundroot is among 13 finalists for Sustainable Business Award this year. Spruce Root's Path to Prosperity contest will award $25,000 each to two winners. Foundroot sells seeds that grow well in Alaska's particular climate. Founders Leah Wagner and Nick Schlostein have been building the company for the last 7 years. But this year, they're making a transition to Alaskan-grown seeds from their own farm. Foundroot founder Leo Wagner says that money could go a long way as they grow.
As we transition the catalog, we hope to be able to expand our offerings and do a lot more outreach throughout the state to make sure that people are having access to good food and good seeds.
She says that includes bush communities and people who don't have reliable access to the internet. Over 40 applicants applied to the Path to Prosperity contest this year. Foundroot will join the other finalists for a business boot camp in late September, where they will develop their business plans.
Being able to sit down with marketing consultants and CPAs were already something that we were planning on doing, and this is a nice concentrated way for us to get a ton of resources in one weekend that, you know, we don't have to travel far and wide to go to. We get to just be there and have these incredible resources right in front of us.
Judges will then review the final business plans and choose two winners. Haines companies have a history of making it to the finalist stage. Wagner says Haines residents get resourceful living in a community with limited steady employment opportunities. She cites last year's local winners, Mud Bay Lumber Company, among her mentors. The Path to Prosperity contest began in 2013 and is supported by Sea Alaska and the Nature Conservancy. The award winners will be announced in February. The ongoing feud among Alaska's legislators over where to hold the current special session has had its first political casualty. Republican Senator Mia Costello of Anchorage was ousted from her position as Senate Majority Leader, and the job instead was given to the Bethel Democrat Senator Lyman Hoffman. Hoffman is the only Democrat in the otherwise all-Republican Senate majority. Senate President Kathy Geisel made the announcement after Costello and 19 other legislators attempted to hold a special session of the legislature in the Wasilla Middle School on Monday. There was no quorum and no business transpired. The remainder of Alaska's legislature, meanwhile, remained in Juneau and held special joint session to override Governor Mike Dunleavy's vetoes of over $400 million from the state operating budget. Because it was mathematically impossible to win 45 votes for override with only 38 people present, legislators, Republicans and Democrats alike, instead used their floor time to denounce the governor's financial strategy and its potentially devastating impact on everything in the state, from the university system to social services, homelessness, substance abuse, game management, and the arts. Newly appointed Senate Majority Leader Hoffman spoke about the irony in eliminating funds for public broadcasting.
I don't know how many members, citizens that I represent, are going to get the message of what's happening in Juneau without public broadcasting, public radio. That one small, insignificant amount in the spectrum of the budget cuts is one that I feel that makes complete nonsense to keep people ill-informed on what's happening in the state of Alaska. Why should we say that we are going to be open and transparent and have the people, many people of Alaska, not be able to hear that voice, not to be able to hear that debate? This makes no sense.
That's newly appointed Senate Majority Leader Lyman Hoffman speaking from the Capitol on Wednesday. Hoffman represents Senate District S, including the YK Delta and Aleutian Islands. The governor vetoed all state funding for public radio and television and for the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission, a total of about $2.7 million. Ow! With reporting from Robert Woolsey in Juneau, I'm Claire Strempel, and this is your KHNS Local News. Thanks for joining us. Get up off of that thing and stand to do it.